The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome back to...
Wait, what were we talking about?
Today is March 12th, so the Oscars happened on Sunday, so that's pretty much what we're going to talk about.
Guess what we're talking about.
Actually... As of like 20 minutes ago.
Alert. Breaking news.
Red alert. Yes. Beyoncé just announced the title of her country album called Cowboy Carter.
Yeehaw.
Exciting. Act two. Let's go.
I wish I could neigh like a horse I was going to and then I thought, that's not going to go well.
Hey, man. That would be amazing.
It's the thought that counts.
Well,
really
because
is.
Olivia said yeehaw and I yeehaw. Just couldn't do it again.
Well, hey, man. It's okay.
I couldn't.
It's the thought that counts.
Up. Anyway.
Exciting. You told me, Meg, you were telling me like a couple weeks ago that you like Texas Hold'em.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I now also like Texas Hold'em.
Now they're on Beyonce. So I will say, I listened to the Texas. Songs once mm-hmm. while I was, I don't know, making my breakfast or something. And I do remember being like, Texas Hold'em, I liked better than 16 Carriages. But I was like, meh. Like, it's good, but is it country? My test, oh, you can line dance to it. It's country. But then also, now that I listen to it, actually every other video on my TikTok feed, I'm like, well, okay, it's everywhere.
And it's
country.
A good song.
And it is country. And it is a good song. It's a great, I still think though it's pop country. Like, it's definitely a mix, mm-hmm. that song specifically, which is not a bad thing. But it is a bop. Now Beyonce only makes bops, so.
My question is, do we all think it sounds like the Franklin theme song, or is that just me?
Oh, I,
the Franklin
yes, it does.
Theme song?
It does.
Did, what's it called? Song. What's it called when...
a mashup?
No, when musicians, like, take the
sample?
Beat, sample,
you guys
yeah.
are reminding
she
me
sampled,
of something
she has
I saw.
To have sampled
it's like,
Arthur?
Hey, it's Franklin.
Oh, Franklin, sorry, yes.
You guys are actually reminding me of something
no,
I'd
I heard
seen
it.
Online.
It's the beginning. It's just the beginning. I yeah. saw it on TikTok. Just, and it oh. sounds, they sound, they play both after, like one after the other. And the beginning, it's just the, it's the notes, it's the like the rhythm. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I think this is why, not exactly, obviously, I wasn't thinking of Franklin, but like, Franklin isn't country. So I think originally I was like, what is this? But Texas Hold'em also is a killer name.
It is. Yep. It's a good one.
Okay, poker.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Texas.
It's funny. You guys just reminded me of something I'd seen with when Yes And by Ariana Grande came out. Mm-hmm. Some girl, like, she took the beat and then she started singing You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray.
Oh,
over
I saw
it.
That.
If you listen, it is the same. Mm-hmm. It is pretty much the same, just
with
a tiny
bit. Yes,
just a little bit slower. Very. Mm-hmm. That's very funny to me because she was in her Hairspray, so you know.
Yeah. She was Penny, so you, she was also yeah. in that song.
Just think of it like, yeah, like a slower version of, yeah. Stop. Oh, wow, oh, I got yeah. a little preview.
I know.
Very nice. Yay, I love that.
Yeah, well, that was breaking news.
Okay, fun times.
Rate the name. Rate the title, the name of the album.
Okay.
Out of 10.
I love Beyonce. I'm going to give it like a 7 out of 10 just because I don't like...
I don't know.
Do you think it hits Carter as hard part, as like Renaissance? Like,
I, you know it's because I mean? You know what? I expected it to be like Revolution or something, just a matching tone that was going on. So
receipts,
this took me by surprise.
Timeline.
But I like it. It'll grow on me.
Okay, 7 out of 10. Yeah. I would say probably the same.
I feel
six
like
and a half, seven.
She's had better.
Texas Hold'em is such like
Texas Hold'em.
That's a great
been,
song, right?
That,
so I feel like
that should have been the album.
They could
name.
Have like built off of that. I don't know. Maybe did like
yeah,
something more poker-esque, more like Western-ish. I don't know. Maybe Captain
but
has
then,
like some sort of motif that we don't know.
Probably because 16 Carriages was completely different.
I also have not
yeah,
heard
it's
that
like a
song yet.
It's like a ballad.
Like, yeah.
It's like a country ballad. It's very pretty.
A yeehaw ballad?
I
okay.
only
we're listening
to
it later.
Twice. So, but.
And like, she's not even on the
I
cover.
I wonder if Cowboy Carter is a song name. You know how like Eternal Sunshine, one
yeah.
of the tracks?
It might be.
I think.
Because then I'm wondering if that song just like hit really hard.
There might be
like,
alternative covers, Tatum. That
definitely.
Might not be the only one.
There definitely
will
be.
Oh, wait, there is. Never mind. I just saw it. There is. There is alternative covers. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Okay, she's like kind of in them, but it's like pictures of the side of her face, but she looks very different in each one. Olivia, what was your rating?
I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10 just because I feel like the name could have been, I'm not saying that it doesn't slay, but like I really like the name Texas Hold'em. Like I like
yeah.
that whole idea.
Yes,
yeah, so I wish fire. It could have been something like that.
I know that we said we had to go to the Oscars, but did you hear that Dolly Parton approved Beyonce's request to cover Jolene?
Yes.
I did.
I think that's going to be really cool. That I think is going to hit. Yeah. Okay.
Very nice. The Oscars.
The Oscars.
96.
The big Academy Awards. Yeah, yeah. There's like 30,000 awards that lead up to the Oscars, and then they all die. And it's just the end.
Yeah, everyone's like, thank God award season is over. Everyone goes to
Vanity Fair.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They go to their little AP.
Yeah.
And then they're just home stretch, and now it's time to make the stuff again.
It's so true. The award season is like, it's not that long, realistically. It's really not that long. But it's like, freaking feels like forever.
They stretch it out.
It's like every other day, there's like a new award show, there's a luncheon, there's a dinner, there's the pre that. It's like, okay, guys.
Well, and now they do all these like Canadian consulate things for like, which is awesome, but to celebrate the Canadians winning whatever. So winning the Emmys, I think there might be one. No, winning the Grammys, sorry. There's probably one for Emmys, and there's definitely one for Oscars that just happened. So that's also three other events strictly just for Canadians who were nominated. And there's all these things, and I like, there's just so many. And then I know that there's, I forget the name of it, but the one for the Asian Americans or Asian North Americans, that whole award event that Paul was talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, another little tidbit, guys. Last night,
I think that's awesome. We had a guest speaker.
We did.
He was awesome.
Paul Sun Hyung Lee.
Yep.
Love
Olivia's
him.
Olivia's fave.
Icon, the legend,
man,
the moment.
Tatum's fave man.
Sorry, I just.
The Evans.
I had to drop it in there because, like.
Star Wars.
Icon. Nice. He's just truly like a magical human being. He's so precious. Sweet, so gracious, so humble. Oh,
gracious
love him.
Is such a good word to describe.
And
him.
I feel like, honestly, I think he's like the first. I met Mark Wahlberg when I was very, very young. But
you
I was so young, I don't remember it.
Did
but
you meet
Paul,
him at like Wahlbergers or something?
No, I met him in Miami when I was on vacation. Yeah. He was staying at
of course
our hotel.
He was in Miami.
He was sitting beside us at breakfast, and my dad was freaking out. And I didn't know him at the time, and he had this big bodyguard beside him. And
of
I
course.
Was staring at his bodyguard because I thought that was him. I just assumed it was him.
Right.
He's not a very big guy, but my
Isn't
dad.
He's not that tall.
Yeah, no, but he's like a movie star, right? And I knew that, so I just assumed
like a movie star.
He was just the bigger guy. And then I was completely wrong. So, but yeah.
That's so real. You should have asked for an autograph from the security guard.
Correct.
That would have been very funny, like 6 year old me.
Imagine that move.
Hey, man.
Well, no, ask him just for himself. You, your name, sir. Sign my napkin, and I can say that
I'm standing
Mark
right beside
Wahlberg
Mark
security.
Wahlberg. My back is to Mark Wahlberg. Excuse me, sir.
Beach bag.
Yeah. Okay.
That would have been funny. No, Paul is like, I feel like the first like actor I've really met that I'm so incredibly nice.
I love him.
Just genuinely, like,
good dude.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, and he just wants to play baseball or coach baseball.
I know, poverino.
But also act.
And like, loves his family.
Side hustle's
what
life.
A man. Yeah, why is acting his side hustle?
Correct. He's a baseball coach at heart.
His kid's baseball coach or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Learning about cute. Like just everything was just so, and everything he had to say was so inspiring. Like,
yeah.
I walked out of it feeling like I'm just going to use all of this. And like, I have more respect for myself with our work now from hearing everything he had to say, especially from someone who's been so successful. It's like, I feel like when you hear it from someone who's been mildly successful, it's like, that's good advice. Of course, advice is advice from anyone. But hearing it from someone who really, really, really has succeeded was like, yeah,
it's just a different experience. Like seeing it versus is like different than just like hearing about it, right?
Yeah, he was so amazing, and his little Kim's Convenience co-star,
I know,
Simu, was performing at the Oscars the night before.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
What so a exciting! Yeah, well, the Oscars, man. Yeah,
so,
what
was
much.
This? This was 96.
Yes. Yeah,
God, 100 in a couple years. That's crazy.
I feel like should we do for the people who don't know, but. At this point, it's been 3 weeks, so when you're listening, should we reveal an order?
I can go in order.
Ones?
Yeah, I can start small.
But like,
do it
maybe
the way
not...
Al Pacino did it? My eyes are seeing.
No, that, I think that's how it... And then did you know afterwards they're all getting up and you hear him go, what happened?
Right from the I think he blacked out.
He's just like me.
King blacked out when
he
got on
the stage. He's an 83-year-old man who should be presenting every single year forever.
I think he should do Best Picture till the end of time, to be honest.
Because why not?
Hilarious, incredible, no notes.
No
That's
notes.
That's how it needs to be
Let's
done.
Just do the
four
big,
plus four?
Okay,
like
yeah.
the big relevant. Well, everything's relevant, but I don't know. Like
I can do
ones.
Some of them quickly because
yeah.
There really isn't. They stretch out the ceremony
like,
for like three and a half
no
hours.
Reason.
But my dad's always like they're just celebrating each other that they and they've been doing that
just
all
a
year.
Black tie.
Celebration
but
Hollywood.
You're just watching people on a stage.
I
yeah.
think like we
well, Hollywood in air quotes. It's not just Americans. It's also international. There was like film editing, visual effects, costume design.
Which, because we are in that industry, obviously that is the utmost importance
ever. I feel like to me, those are the... Why are those more relevant
costume
to me
design,
now?
Costume design, cinematography, makeup,
exactly.
hairstyling.
So wait, how many of those were Poor Things?
Okay, so I can tell you. So
Bang
visual
out,
effects
yeah.
was Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, Slade. They looked so happy. Yes. Did you see them with their little Godzilla figures?
Did you see their, did you see their heels? Yeah, yes. Their shoes. They had little claws. Yeah,
love that
awesome.
Team. Film editing went to Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Costume design was Poor Things. Yep. Makeup and hairstyling, Poor Things. Mm-hmm. Cinematography was Oppenheimer. Production design was Poor Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best sound went to Zone of Interest. The Zone of Interest. Best original song obviously went to...
What was happening?
Yes. Okay. Very nice. Yeah, it did. Although, shout out to everybody.
Who was
really
nominated for that category?
So it was...
Ryan Gosling and Mark Ronson.
Yeah.
I'm Just Ken nominated?
Yeah, that's why he performed it.
That's why he performed. Yeah, they were nominated.
I thought they just asked him to perform.
Shout out to... Yeah, that was an amazing performance. I mean, it was like the only... I only saw... three performances. The second one I saw was The Fire Inside. It was from the Flamin' Hot Cheetos movie.
There's a Flamin' Hot Cheetos movie?
Yeah, by, it was directed by Eva Longoria. It's called Flamin' Hot. It's about the guy who invented it. Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, not like about...
It's on Disney Plus. And then there was...
Anything can be a biopic.
The song
friends.
It Never Went Away from the documentary American Symphony by John Batiste. So it's a documentary about his life, him and his wife. Yes. Beautiful performance. I just caught it like when I turned on TV. It was very short, but it was really nice.
He is so talented.
And then, okay, I don't know how to pronounce this one, but in brackets it says A Song for My People. I think it's an indigenous name. This is from Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Music and lyrics by Scott George. I kind of thought that one was going to win.
To win.
Mm-hmm. It was a big performance too, but it was... What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish. And
so did they all perform their songs?
Yes, so that's how it goes.
Oh,
so they always
okay.
they perform throughout
that's,
the show.
I get that, okay. I don't know, I feel like when I think of like the film song,
yeah.
I'm Just Ken is really funny, but it does evoke emotion, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
But like something that just really evokes and moves the plot forward, and Dance the Night Away is super fun.
It's such a girly pop
but,
song.
And it works so well, but I don't know if it would have, compared to others, yeah, like What Was I Made For, I get why that won the Oscar. I feel like the one from Killers of a Flower Moon could have been just as good of a win, probably maybe better.
I'm kind of bummed that was a good one.
But that was the only Oscar Barbie won.
Yeah, it was.
So I'm happy that they won because Barbie needed at least one Oscar under their belt.
I will just spoil it now, but Killers of the Flower Moon didn't go home with anything, which is just
not
crazy.
One thing.
Super, I'm still bummed.
That's actually wild.
Because it's in my top five films from last year, which I didn't even realize. My top five, because I made a list on Letterboxd. Mm-hmm. My top four are all directed and written by women. All of them.
Yeah, period.
I didn't realize it. So it's Barbie, Past Lives, Anatomy of a Fall, and Saltburn, which Saltburn's controversial, but I don't
Saltburn
care.
Saltburn is whack.
And I know that made controversial being Saltburn. Ahead
obviously
of Killers of the Flower Moon.
Obviously that was made
Moon,
by a woman because she got brains.
Yes. Because, Killers of the Flower Moon, I was a little apprehensive because it was 3.5 hours, and I'm not someone who typically, I'll stay at home and watch a 3.5 hour movie over a couple days. Amazing movie. Earned its runtime.
I need to watch it.
Mm-hmm. It's on Apple TV, so if you have
it's
Apple
just
TV,
so daunting.
It was just such a haunting story.
Oh my God, so sad. Like
so upsetting, but just the performances, especially by Lily Gladstone, just were like
what
obviously.
About Leo?
Oh, he was good. So best original score, Oppenheimer. That's not, I'll be honest, the music in that one.
It's a good.
I know, I remember the music.
Score.
It's Ludwig Göransson. He's won before. He did Awaken My Love by Childish Gambino. That's very interesting. Oh my God, he did music for Community, New Girl, and The Mandalorian.
Oh my gosh.
That makes sense.
That's so funny.
And he also did Lift Me Up by Rihanna. He won for Black Panther, original score. That's what he won for.
Oh, so
oh my God, the
awesome.
Black Panther music is so good.
Oh, I know. It's like bone-chillingly awesome.
Yes, so that I think was a well-earned. So for best animated short film, it was one about John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Yeah, I saw that.
Shout out to the people that make it, because I'm sure they did a great job. Best live-action short film, Wes Anderson finally got his first Oscar for The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar.
His first. You're kidding.
For a short film.
I know.
Wow,
that's crazy. Actually,
would that be a slap in the face, do you think?
He didn't attend the ceremony. I think I'm sure he's busy, but because he had a series on Netflix of short films. I only watched one of them.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yes.
Oh, their short film series. Oh, because I thought it was
one.
A TV show, and then I was talking to Char, and she, my roommate, and she was like, he's making a TV show? I was like, yeah, I was confused too, but it's a series. But
that's
so
much work for him.
Film. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, actually. Good for him for doing that.
Watched one. It was Poison. That was
it
was
looks
pretty
so good.
Good,
because Benedict Cumberbatch is in one of them.
Yes, that's his. That's
Benny
the one that he's in.
Oh, Benny Boy.
Yeah, so that's exciting. When I saw his name come up on the screen for the nominees, I was like, oh, he's going to win for sure. So for Best Documentary Short Film, it was The Last Repair Shop. Best Documentary Feature Film, 20 Days in Maripol. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Wait, the documentary one, I think he was Canadian. The director. I think he's from Halifax.
Last Repair Shop?
Yeah, I think it's about a place in Halifax. He's from Halifax.
Good for him.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Is it Ben the director? Proudfoot. He's one of the directors.
Yeah, he's from Halifax. So
there were two
out.
Directors. I watched them win the award and they brought this little girl on stage with them. Oh my goodness. I'm not sure, but I think she was pretty in it.
Oh my God, she was so cute in her little dress.
It was just so nice. And just what
they
were talking about.
It was a huge like princess dress.
I'm definitely going to watch the short film, or not short film, the documentary. Short because it just what it was about seemed so important, just about repairing instruments and keeping art alive and music alive. Yeah. I was like, nice, that's a great little topic for a short documentary. Anyway, moving on, Best International Feature Film went to The Zone of Interest. Best Animated Feature, this was a big category this year, so it went to The Boy and the Heron. I'll just say the nominees quickly. Elemental for Pixar, great movie, by the way. Nimona
was a very good movie.
Robot Dreams, and then Spider-Man Across the Spider Universe.
Mm-hmm. Good category.
So I didn't see any of those.
All right, so moving into the bigger categories now. So Best Adapted Screenplay, American Fiction, which is exciting. So unfortunately no Barbie, no Oppenheimer.
But American Fiction is a good one. So.
I have to watch it. It's on Prime. Best Original Screenplay, Anatomy of a Fall. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Not surprising.
Yes.
Supporting Actress. I predicted this one because she's been winning all season. Mm-hmm. Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers.
She was so stunning, and I loved her.
Her speech was so cute. Yeah.
Oh, it was so cute.
Her character's name is Mary Lamb, which I just like this to say because that's just so cute.
That's really awesome.
Incredible. So, Best Supporting Actor, Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer.
Oh, we have to...
His first ever Oscar.
So proud of RDJ King.
I know.
I didn't realize... But it makes sense that it's his first Oscar because, like, he was in Marvel for so long in my mind, right?
He's had such an interesting career where it's really...
Yeah, he had his beginning
and then a stint where he was out for a bit due to, you know, personal things. And then he came back. Marvel brought him back. And then he was there doing that for 10 years. Let's move on to Best Actress.
Well, yeah,
so,
Emma got her redemption.
Yes,
correct.
This was a tough category this year, but it went to Emma Stone.
She looked so surprised.
She did.
She looked so beautiful in her dress, bro.
People don't like her dress. I love her dress.
I love her dress.
I think that she looked it was so flattering on her. And yeah, it's an interesting shape, but like, and I would see myself not liking it. I was like, it worked for her complexion,
her hair as well. Yeah,
she just looked so pretty. Her makeup was also like, I mean, she's obviously gorgeous, but like, her makeup was done so well, hair was so well, like everything worked.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jennifer Lawrence, people hated her dress with the polka dots.
What? Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I get the polka dots vibe.
It was done tastefully.
She
always looks good.
So beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Was the dress my favorite? No, but
you know who had
one
of my favorites?
She looked so good that I like was, I don't know, were disregarded.
You know what? Carey Mulligan had one of my favorite this whole award season. I can't remember. She wore this black dress. I think it was made in the 50s. If you just look up everything she's been wearing this season, because you know what's funny? I'm watching Maestro right now. I started watching it last night. I can't wait to finish this movie because I really like it. The next category for Best Actor, which went to Cillian Murphy. Shout out to the Peaky Blinders.
This is shocking news. I'm shocked. Yeah, not shocked.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's very exciting for Cillian. I hope he knows he has to go back next year and present because I don't think he likes going to award shows, which is so fair. Because you know what? I didn't think at the Oscars, they're sitting there for like 3.5 hours. They don't get to eat. I don't think they get to drink anything.
Tables.
And then, especially for the ladies who are getting ready before and they have to wear like dresses and stuff, they can't like move and eat in those. So
Commercial break.
For like an hour before. Yeah, I would go home immediately after. I don't think I'd want to stay and party.
Yeah,
but,
like,
the Vanity Fair red carpet.
Yeah.
But I'd want to walk.
Florence Pugh posted a photo of her like on the way to the Oscars and she was like lying down,
amazing.
Like crouched in her car basically because she's like, I was trying to prevent creases. Like, who are you crazy? I would be like,
yeah, people have to take vans when
Let
they have
crease.
These like
Did
to
you
the
see
Met
what
Gala.
Ariana Grande was wearing? I saw she was in like
Glinda.
A big van. She looks her
Glinda
and Cynthia.
Coated. Oh my God, they were so Glinda and Alphabet coated. And
so they're
going to
do that.
Looked so good. And the green looks so good on her. And honestly, the pink shade that Ariana was wearing
complimented her very well.
They both have such complimenting colors for their skin tones, and it's like, ugh.
I'm very excited. We've already talked about this last week. Wicked, come on.
You know how we feel.
Yeah, so best actor was a big one this year. There was a lot. Paul Giamatti, Jeffrey Wright. Best director, moving right on to that. Best director went to Christopher Nolan.
Of course.
Yeah.
Shocking.
His first one.
Yeah, which is crazy.
As a director or first one ever?
I think it might be his first one.
I think he won one for a screenplay.
This is his first for director.
Which was a big deal because he's just done so much, you know. I'm just going to say, because I think they need to make the directing category bigger, Celine Song and Greta Gerwig, I just think should have been nominated.
Definitely should have been nominated. But they had the first five minutes was about Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what was beautiful? Oh my God, I just was reminded of this. At the very beginning, before Jimmy Babe walks on stage, they play all the best pictures to What Was I Made For from the time when she's like takes the deep breath on the bench or whatever. And it's like, or no, and it's like it has the words too about the like take a deep breath, like whatever. Yeah. All those lines from Barbie, and it shows different parts of the different best features with moments that make sense. So, like, it shows Cillian Murphy at one point with like his eyes closed and he takes a deep breath. And I was like, that was like the most beautiful little montage I've ever seen. It was so beautiful. And whoever made that very much claps. And no one's talking about it because it was the first little 3 minutes. But when I watched, because I didn't watch it live, when I watched all the YouTube videos of these things and I watched the monologue, it was shown in whatever video I was watching. And I was like, this is perfect.
This year for movies, because when I do Best Picture, because I know we have to wrap it up, I just want to name all the movies that were nominated because
they were great.
This was an incredible year.
Yeah.
There's only like two things I haven't seen, and I've liked everything I've seen. So I feel
like this season was very relevant and just very, I don't know, like it was just like humble and cute. And
yeah, just everyone's coming really on their A game. So it's really nice to see. So Zone of Interest, Poor Things, Past Lives, Maestro, Killers of the Flower Moon, The Holdovers, Barbie, Anatomy of a Fall, American Fiction, and then the winner, of course, as we all predicted, was Oppenheimer.
Correct.
Yeah. So Christopher Nolan's wife now has an Oscar too, Emma Thomas. Yes, Emma Thomas. She's like a powerhouse producer. Oh, yes. She got to say the speech. It was such a nice speech.
I know. I saw that she said the speech. And I didn't know who she was. And
she looked so nice.
She was.
Her dress. Oh my God. Her whole outfit. Ugh. Yeah. Well deserved, especially for her. Well deserved.
Yeah. And just quick note before we go, did anybody see John Cena's cameo?
Yes.
At the Oscars.
My best friend Isabella is in love with John Cena, so I had to send it to her like the second I saw it because she's not really
crazy.
Like, she's not an award show girly very much. So she was like, wow, I can't believe I missed that. I said, I can't believe I saw that. So
it was like, that's wild. Like that happened.
There's no
at
other
the,
word to describe
like,
it.
That's all
wild.
I can say is wild. The Academy Awards and John Cena comes out with a envelope. That's it. Nothing else. No clothes.
Crazy.
And the dog. Shout out Messi. We're glad you made it there.
Messi,
my God.
He was invited.
Yes.
Okay. Slayed.
When we recorded the last episode, I was halfway through Anatomy of a Fall. Yeah, as I said, it's in my top three for a reason. Incredible.
I need to watch so many
director
movies.
Director and writer, Justine Triet. Oh my God. Such a great movie. Just, I can't stop thinking about it because the ending is so, I don't really want to spoil it, so I won't. But just the whole thing from start to finish was just so well done and the performances were just amazing. That dog is a star. That dog.
We love you, Messi.
Oh my gosh. There is a scene where I was like, this is crazy. I've seen better. This is a better performance than some of the stuff I've seen this year. This is insane.
Wait, he's in The Holdovers or Anatomy of a Fall?
Anatomy of a Fall. I don't think there's a dog in Holdovers.
I don't know why I assumed that.
Holdovers had
the
some of the best performances I've seen this year from all three of the leads.
I need to watch The Holdovers. I want to watch The Holdovers, Poor Things, Anatomy of a Fall, and Oppenheimer. So that's four movies.
I'm done with Oppenheimer. I saw
Oppenheimer,
to me, it was a one and done.
I'm a one and done. I haven't had the one yet. So
it's on Prime.
Yeah,
Prime
I
has
know.
Everything right now.
Good for Prime.
Yeah. I looked. I'm like, they
Good
have like five of like the best picture nominees, and I'm like, that's very nice. So I'm gonna
they
watch
Barbie
American Fiction. No,
to rent. No, who has Barbie?
I
Someone
don't,
has Barbie.
Crave. I think Crave does because I don't have Crave.
I think Prime
but
does.
But that's HBO.
But you have to pay for it on Prime.
Yeah, like you can rent it on
Prime.
Yeah. Oh man, I really want to rewatch it now.
That's the end of our Oscar recap ex Beyonce.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening. We sadly only have one more episode coming on the Spirit Live platform. We have been just pumping out these episodes.
We have.
But thank you for following along and listening and hearing us literally talk.
Just existing with us
just
for the
existing.
Past couple weeks. Yeah. Thanks
Check
for
us
listening.
Out next Friday. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye-bye.
See you guys later.
Bye.